Does it have something inside it? Like a... does it have meat inside it or something?
Well, it made me think of a hot dog. I'm trying to think if... I'm thinking of a hot dog covered up with that cornmeal stuff. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. What about something of just peas and beets and carrots and so forth? You call those?
Vegetables.
Okay, and you grow them in a...
garden.
Any special name for them if you grew them yourself?
No, I don't think not really. Might grow them myself. Might call them homegrown. That's about all that I can think of.
What would you call whiskey that's made illegally? That's made
moonshine.
Any other names?
Bathtub gin.
What about beer?
Illegal beer.
Beer that's made at home.
Homebrew.
Okay.
I've never done that now.
You ever heard of people making moonshine around here?
No. Get it too easy across the border. Don't need to fool with it.
The liquor's a whole lot cheaper
across the border, yeah.
I thought now they say we're making you pay Texas tax.
Yeah, you gotta pay a little tax when you come across that bridge, but it's still cheap.
Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell somebody just that, just...
smell that.
And you say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is...
the real thing.
Or this is
genuine.
And when sugar was sold, weight out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold.
I remember that. When it's sold out of a barrel, weighed out, sold by the pound.
What would you, if you were going to buy something of 200 or 300 pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it
in bulk.
Okay. And a sweet spread that you could put on biscuits or toast.
Jam or preserves.
Or something else.
Marmalade. Jam, preserve.
Something like jam.
Honey.
Or maybe apple.
Apple butter.
There's another thing.
There it is. I don't know.
Well, it's like all of those things.
Preserve, jam, marmalade, apple butter.
What was that first thing you mentioned?
Preserve. Jam. Jelly.
Okay. And something you'd season food with.
Salt, pepper.
And there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
I want an apple.
And you say it wasn't these boys that did that. It must have been...
them.
Okay, or it must have been one of...
those.
Okay. Did you ever say one of them boys?
No. We're all kidding around. There again, we're back to the nary a one and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might say it was one of them instead of one of those. That's kind of a flip-flop there. It just, whichever came out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'd ever say it was one of them boys. Other than just kidding around, you know, imitating or mimicking or whatever you want to call it. Just in...
you wouldn't say it seriously?
No.
And you say he doesn't live here, he lives...
there?
Or he lives over...
over there?
Do you ever say yonder or yander?
Kidding around, might say he lives over yonder.
Do you hear that around here much?
Yeah, you hear it some.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
broke.
Or you've never had any money, you're...
poor.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. What father was rich?
Whose father was rich?
Okay.